The Saints look to break into the win column on the road against a difficult NFC South division opponent. Welcome to the pregame report. I'm John DeShazer, senior writer at NewOrleansSaints.com. And this game is at Bank of America Stadium against the Carolina Panthers. 2-0, they're undefeated. The Saints 0-2 for the fourth consecutive season, looking to avoid going 0-3 for the third consecutive season. And the Saints really need a breakthrough. Back home locally, this game can be viewed on WVUE Fox 8. Noon kickoff, Central Time. And the Saints, again, need a big win here on the road to break into the win column for this season. Now, it'll be difficult, and the Saints have not proven to be very stout defensively. Made some changes, and hopefully those changes will result in a victory today. They have not done very well against the pass so far this season. Opposing quarterbacks in the first two games have combined to pass for 793 yards, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions, and an 80% completion percentage. So the Saints need to get some pressure on the quarterback, hopefully force a turnover or two, and that will hopefully result in a victory. But one thing we know about the Carolina Panthers, they're a team that likes to run the ball. They haven't run it particularly well the first two games. They have 66 rushes for 193 yards, so that's an average of 33 carries a game for less than 100 yards a game. However, the Saints are allowing 124 yards a game on the ground, and they're allowing 4.1 yards per carry. And Carolina will certainly look to run it a little bit more today without tight end Greg Olsen. He's a huge target for quarterback Cam Newton. He's out of this game. He broke his foot last week. He's going to be out several weeks. So Cam Newton, if he throws it, probably will lean a little bit heavier toward wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin. He's 6'5". He's 245 pounds. He's a huge target. So when they throw it, it'll probably be toward Kelvin Benjamin. They also have a rookie out of the backfield in Christian McCaffrey, the running back. He's also a target that Cam Newton might use in the passing game. But again, we know Carolina favors the run game, and that's where the Saints will have to begin if they're going to stop this team defensively. In the secondary for the Saints, we mentioned how they've been giving up yards and touchdowns in the secondary. Has some secondary changes. Marshawn Lattimore, cornerback, rookie, out this game. Sterling Moore, cornerback, veteran, out this game. They end up bringing up a couple of guys from the practice squad, one of them being New Orleans native Arthur Millette. He's going to make his NFL debut. Hopefully he will have an impact on this game, probably more so in special teams, maybe some in the secondary, but we know the Saints are depleted at cornerback right now. They need some help in that area. But again, they're playing a team that likes to run it a lot, so they might not have to deal a lot with Carolina throwing the football. We'll see how that progresses. Offensively, the Saints have been okay. Drew Brees being typical Drew Brees, completing 66% of his passes for more than 300 yards a game. However, the problem has been they haven't been able to score. They haven't been able to get into the end zone. Only 3 offensive touchdowns in the first two games, only averaging 19.5 points per game. Now, that's a big, big deal for the Saints because we're not accustomed to seeing this offense struggle. But Carolina has not played well offensively itself. Carolina's only averaging 16 points a game. Even though they're 2-0, what Carolina has been able to do, though, is get stops defensively. They've only allowed 2 field goals, have not allowed an offensive touchdown this season, only allowed 6 points. So the Saints' points are going to be sparse. They're going to be precious. And then when the Saints get in the red zone, they need to take advantage of it. They've only been 3-for-8 in the red zone the first two games. They need to take advantage when they get in those positions. And the Saints down to around 35% conversion rate on third down. We're not accustomed to seeing that out of the Saints either. So they need to raise level on both of those counts and hopefully get it done in those areas. When the Saints do turn to the run, they have to be a little bit more efficient. Right now, they've only run 38 times for 141 yards, and that's not the kind of production they need. Some of that is a tribute to them falling behind and having to abandon the run game, so to speak. So hopefully they'll keep this game close against Carolina, be able to stay on schedule and stay balanced offensively, force Carolina to respect the run game, because if all Carolina has to do is tee off and rush Drew Brees, well, it's going to be a long day for the Saints quarterback, because Carolina has a pack of rushers led by veteran Julius Peppers, already has 2.5 sacks in the first couple of games, and he's back at Carolina for another run at it. He's in his 16th season. He began his career here, and now he's having a renaissance right here back in Charlotte, North Carolina. Again, here at Bank of America Stadium, and the Saints on special teams. We'll hope to see some impact made by those rookie cornerbacks led by Arthur Millette on the special teams unit. The Saints have been pretty good in the kicking game so far. Will Lutz, 6 of 7 in field goals. But again, for the Saints, that's a lot of attempted field goals in the first couple of games. Thomas Morstead, the punter, has been his usual solid self. The Saints will hopefully get a breakthrough in the return game, maybe from punt returner Ted Ginn Jr. He returns to Carolina. He played here the previous couple of seasons. He comes back to where he's had his most productive offensive years the last 2 years, and hopefully Ted Ginn Jr. can make a pop in the return game and punt returns. Kickoff returns, the Saints are also looking for some juice there out of rookie running backs Trey Edmonds and Alvin Kamara. So hopefully those two did a pretty nice job last week against New England. They'll try to do so again here today against Carolina and put the Saints in some better field position, hopefully tilt the field in their favor. Again, we're going to see exactly what happens here at Bank of America Stadium. The Saints looking to break through into the win column. They're playing an undefeated team, a division rival, NFC South Division. And really, the season begins anew for the Saints right here because, you know, first things first, you want to win your division. And yes, the Saints are the only team that's winless in the NFC South, but they'll make a huge stride forward if they can be successful here today against the Carolina Panthers. Again, I'm John DeShazer, and this is the New Orleans Saints pregame report.